Meet up with your new friends, but never let your guard down, because this week's discovery is on the run with a preteen and his family. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. Growing up is hard enough when you've got good friends and a stable home life. But if you're constantly living in fear, moving from one place to another, it makes things so much more complicated. In Ian Lawrence's Dead Man's Castle, all one boy wants is a normal life, but that could prove to be dangerous. The story follows the adventures of a preteen boy who, along with his family, has spent years on the run, constantly packing up and moving on to a new home and new identities. Years ago, his dad witnessed something terrible, and since then, they've been on the lookout for a man they call the Lizard Man, who's sworn revenge. When they move on to yet another new town, something seems comfortable. For the first time ever, he's allowed to go to school and make friends, but the threat of the Lizard Man never goes away. Now, the constant suspense definitely makes Dead Man's Castle unlike the typical preteen coming-of-age story. While the main character, who decides to call himself Igor in their new town, struggles with fitting in and making new friends, there's so much more to the story. The author puts it all together in a way that's suspenseful, but also open-ended, leaving readers constantly questioning the situation. Is the family really in danger, or is the boy's father just crazy and paranoid? Be warned, though, that this is a dark and eerie book. Though it's targeted for middle-grade readers, my almost 9-year-old didn't get past the first chapter or two. The story is haunting and suspenseful, and even when things are going well for this hopeful young boy, he's always looking over his shoulder, expecting the worst. He and his friends explore abandoned buildings, rumored to be the location of gruesome events. And if that won't give young readers nightmares, later encounters probably will, making this a book strictly for fearless action fans. But is it worth exploring the town with Igor and his new friends? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Dead Man's Castle is a gripping story with a cast of likably damaged young characters, and plenty of suspense, too. But readers should be prepared for a whole lot of eeriness and life-threatening peril, too. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Dead Man's Castle by Ian Lawrence is 243 dark and haunting pages long and is available from Margaret Ferguson Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.